Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's funny because right now Melissa feels uncomfortable because somebody else is in love. Hot 96.9, Get Up Crew.
Go ahead.
Yeah, listen.
I'm sure there's more to the story.
Yeah, thank you, Pebbles. Jesus. No, so I have a friend on Facebook. It's a guy. And he's just got out of a really, really long-term relationship. It was like 10-something years, something like that. And it ended really recently. I would say in the last month, maybe it ended.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more than a month, maybe like 6 weeks. And in the last couple days, I've been seeing like all over his Facebook pictures of him and his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, listen, obviously nothing wrong with that. Like, I am someone who's always been in relationships up until the last however many years, but I was always a relationship person, so as soon as I would end one, I would always start a new one.
Yeah.
And I always felt like that was my coping mechanism. So I've always kind of been like that, but I don't know, I feel like that's a long time and such a short period of time to, like, if you want to start dating someone, okay, but like now you're like making it official. When you start making it Facebook official.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, so many thoughts going through my head, like,
I see what you're saying. Like, if you want to get right back into it and fall in love with somebody, go right ahead. But when you start posting stuff about it, it kind of looks weird.
That's official.
Because it's like, are you really in love? Are you? You just met them and fell in love. People, you start looking at them funny. They might have just met and fell in love. It might have happened, but you start looking at it going funny, going like,
like, are you really doing this because you're happy, or are you getting revenge? Are you trying to piss people off? What are you doing?
That's the reason the last relationship broke up, bro. You trying to tell us something?
Right.
That's usually where most people go.
Yeah.
Like, where's the overlap?
So what do you think would be a good time, amount of time before you could start getting all, lovey-dovey with a new person?
Well, isn't there's always the equation of it takes half the amount of time that you're with someone to officially get over them.
Stupid.
Right. I mean, because it's like, really? He's going to wait 5 years to date somebody? You can't really use that.
My equation is Instagram pictures. You never want the picture of the new girlfriend or boyfriend to be the one right after the picture of your last boyfriend or girlfriend. Have a couple pictures of something else between.
You need a buffer.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, a good point.
You can't be like, love, 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 love,
right,
Teresa. And then, I love, 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 Maria. You want me to put some picture of your puppy, food, your mom, and then the new girlfriend.
It's got to be at least a few months.
I mean, if you ask Pebbles, it's 7 years and counting.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know.
7 years and never.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think it just feels disrespectful, whether it's correct or not, but even irrationally, it feels disrespectful when someone starts dating someone really quickly after you break up with them. Because for me, it's like, especially if it was a long relationship. Wow, you got over me that fast. Mm. Our relationship meant that much to you that you were able to like disconnect that much quicker and just move on.
So
it really does feel like, damn. But see,
a lot of people, I feel like, do it because that's their way of getting over
someone. Absolutely.
So it's not necessarily in spite of you. It's more so to help themselves.
Right.
I think a lot of people do that.
Right. And that, I mean, that's just how I interpret it. That's how it feels to me.
So you
didn't love me.
Haven't still not dating anybody because you don't want to disrespect your boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend from 2012.
Look, I am not the test.
Try to piece this together,
brothers. I am not the test case here. You don't want to do what I do.
Okay, well, let me ask you. Okay, this is a good question to ask. Were you going on his social media for a few months? I mean, you might be doing it now, but don't answer that because that'll be really weird. But were you going on his social media, like, for a few months after checking in to see if he had pictures of new girls and stuff?
Yeah, he didn't. But when he was involved, the other person was posting stuff.
Oh, so did that hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it did.
Oh, how did it make you feel? Tell me. How soon
depressed
was it?
Depressed and going back to my therapist? Depressed, yeah.
How soon was it after your breakup, though?
It was not long.
Oh.
And that's the thing, too, because with Pebbles, like, us women, we can be experts, right? And when we find the new person, even though they're not posting anything, we can find the new person.
Yeah,
and then
we'll
find their page, and we can stalk their page.
Oh.
So...
Because then you start doing math because you're like, okay, well, this is when they started posting pictures. But obviously, they didn't meet yesterday. So that means that they've been together for this long.
Yep.
Lucky, please don't do that. I'm telling you, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
And you'll end up paying for an expensive therapist to help you get out of it.
Damn.
When you really should be medicated.
Damn. It hurts.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.